Hello, I am Braden Roeder, and here I have with me Michelle Torres from Mexico. Today is Tuesday, October 22nd, 2024, and we are currently at Tulsa Community College Northeast Campus. Okay, Michelle, how old are you?
I'm 33.
Okay. What part of Mexico are you from?
I'm from the north. The is Torreón, Coahuila.
Okay.
Okay, it's near to Monterrey. Monterrey. Yeah.
How has life been for you at TCC?
Oh, how's life been for you? Okay. It's good. It's interesting to know people from other cities, other countries, heard about their histories, their culture. It's interesting and I like it. I really like it.
So what's the most enjoyable part about being a TCC student?
I enjoy the different accents from my classmates. They have a lot of accents, different accents. And also my accent, I know the difference between us. It's interesting. I like this.
Have you had any problems or something you didn't like with TCC?
Well, maybe to pay my enrollment is difficult for me, but I think that's it. And sometimes to understand everything that I heard from my teacher, from my classmates, or people who come to ask something like this time is difficult for me to express, but I am here to improve that. Okay.
Do you take any other courses outside of your ESL class?
No, I don't.
What is the hardest part about being an ESL student?
The hardest part. Like I say that, to pay the enrollment. And for me, it's far from my house. But the first time that I came, I have to use the Google Maps and to know where is the ESL, to ask where is the class. That stuff was hard for me. Now I have, it's handled for me. Yeah, it's easier now for me, but that was hard for me in the first time.
When did you move to America?
I arrived on December 2023, so I have 10 months here. That's it.
What was your first impression of America when you first got here?
Oh, that America is bigger than my country, so it's interesting. So the roads, the houses, the distance between houses is interesting for me, and also the trees, the nature. Mm-hmm. Yeah, you know that the animals here, like how do you say, well, all the animals here is different than my country, so that's interesting how they go for the roads, in the yards. Yeah, and ducks in December. I love to see ducks in December here, you know.
Why did you come to America?
Okay, I came here for love. I get engaged with my boyfriend, and we decide to leave for the wedding.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, we decide to live together while we make the wedding. Okay.
So how did you two meet?
Oh, we meet for our friends in common.
Mm-hmm.
I came for vacation, and we meet, and then he go to Mexico, and we talk by phone and that stuff, and then we get married.
So did you come to America before moving here?
Yes, I came for vacation. My first time was to Houston. And also, my friend and I plan a vacation to meet Disneyland. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I went to Disneyland for vacation. The best experience in my life. And no matter how old are you, it's funny. It's funny. It's really like it.
Okay, for your experience, what is the difference between vacationing in America and living in America?
Okay, for living in America, you have to work. You have, I think, less time for your family. When you come to vacation, you just enjoy every store, every museum, or every walk, every mall, you know? Like, tourists, you come to know places, to enjoy it, to buy stuff that maybe in Mexico, in my case, don't exist, you know? That's interesting for me because now that I live here, I didn't go to stores like when I was on vacations.
Why did you move to America?
Why did I move to America? Mm-hmm. Because I am engaged. So that's the reason. It was hard for me. I think about the decision like a year and a half. Because I had a work, I had a life, I had my parents in Mexico. But I decided to start my life with my fiancé. Mm-hmm. And that's why we come. Well, I come because he'll leave here.
Do you ever plan to return to Mexico?
For vacation? Of course. Maybe when I was older, to get a relaxed life. I would like to live in Mexico. It's warm there. It's like the mood of family. I don't know. I will.
Okay. Have you ever lived anywhere that isn't Mexico or America?
I'm sorry, can you repeat that?
Have you ever lived anywhere, did you live anywhere before America, like in between Mexico and America or before you lived in Mexico?
Living?
Yeah.
Oh, no. No, okay. It's just.
Have you been to any other countries before?
Yes, I meet Guatemala. Oh. Yeah. It's a good country. It's different, very different to America, similar to Mexico, but the south of Mexico, not my city. It's different, the culture, but it's interesting. It's beautiful. I went to a beach in Guatemala. It was beautiful. And the name of the city was La Antigua Guatemala, and it's interesting for the tourists. It have a lot of culture and food, different food, people very different. It's good. I like.
What do you miss most from Mexico?
My family, my parents a lot. I have a lot of friends and my nieces. Yeah, you know, my nephews, nieces. I don't know how to say. Both. I have 10 in total. So it's a big family. That's what I miss. And I know how they miss me because I was the cool auntie.
Do you have any hobbies that you're really passionate about?
Yeah, I love to swim. I like swim. I used to go to swim every morning when I was in Mexico. Now it's hard for me. I don't have the constant, yeah, here. But I will try to get it again for me.
Do you work at all?
Yes, I work. I'm server at the restaurant, a Mexican restaurant. Yes.
Do you have any family here in America?
Yeah, I have a brother with his family. I have two nieces and one nephew here. Yeah, that's in America. Yeah, in Tulsa, yes, that's it. But I have another uncle in North Carolina. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Now, you said you worked in a Mexican restaurant. How different is the food from Mexico to America?
Oh, Mexican food in America, in Mexico, it's really different. I prefer Mexican restaurants in Mexico, but are good. Fajitas always are good. Well, it's different, but it's good. You do better. Good.
Has its own thing that's good. What about the music from Mexico to America? How do you like American music more, or do you still prefer Mexican music over American music?
Okay, I prefer Mexican music because I understand every letter, you know? But I like the country music. That's really new for me here. That's important, cultural, I think so. Yeah, I like both. And also, we know that the artists that are world, like, I don't know, Adele. He's not from America, I think so, but she speaks English, so for me it's the same. Also, who else I like to hear in? Taylor Swift, maybe. It's good. More teenager, but it's good.
So, has your taste in music changed over time? Like you said, you like country music. So, like, how much has your taste changed for music overall? Like your preference for music? Uh-huh. How has it changed? Like, has it changed at all? Do you
still feel the same completely about
music?
Okay. Yeah, not at all. But
so, are there any type of foods that are in America that you never had before when you came to America, that like weren't from that you weren't never had before in Mexico? Like they just don't have it.
For me, the chili.
Oh, chili.
Yeah, I tried it here, and also with a friend with Frito. Mm-hmm. You know, it's good. It's good. It's heavy, but it's good.
Let's go into something a bit heavier here. The difference in the economies from Mexico to America.
It's really different. In America, we saw more opportunities to get a job, more opportunities to get a house, to get a car, to have food in general. Better clothes, it's easier, but okay, we have to work, but it's possible to get a good job with a good payment, and in Mexico it's hard to get a job, and also to get a job with a good payment is difficult. So it's really different how the people live. Here in Mexico with some more pure people, I think so. Yeah.
Now you said that there's more opportunities. What do you mean by that? Like, what makes it harder to get a job in Mexico?
Okay, in Mexico it's hard to get a job if you don't have school or the grade at school you need or the experience. And if you are new, how do you have the experience? Here you can get experience. You can get a job in any store, in any restaurant, in, I don't know. We have more opportunities in general, like women, like men, like young, like old. That's really good in America.
What goals do you have for the future?
Oh, my goal is to get a job like electronic engineer that I had it before in Mexico. That's what I need to improve my English, my vocabulary, my listening, my talk, everything. That's what I want to my future. And also to get my own house here, and if it's possible to get one in Mexico also, yeah, for the vacations. What else? Yeah, I think that's my goals. Yeah, is my nearest goals, you know, the closer.
What makes you interested in electric engineering?
Why I was interested?
Yeah, like what made you want to do this?
Okay, my father is electronic engineer, so I saw how he traveled and how he have a good job, a really good job. And I was like, I want to be like him. I want to travel. He went to Rome. He come to the United States when he was young and that stuff. When I start to the school, electronic engineer school, I didn't know what does it mean. I used to know that it was hard, but then you understand and then you love it. You really love it when you understand how the machines works and how you can do that works. You can make something new. That's why I like engineering.
So you said your dad traveled, and that was one of the reasons. So are you big on traveling?
Could you repeat that?
Do you like traveling? Like, yeah. That's something you really enjoy doing?
Yeah, I really enjoy that. I, no matter how, in car, in plane, I will try to travel in boat or, but ship. You know,
yeah.
Ship? Yeah.
Both would be right.
Yeah. Okay. Thank you. I will try to. This is my other goal, maybe, to travel in a ship. Yeah, I like to meet people, to meet cities, to taste food, and take photos. That's
okay. The culture, what are the biggest differences between Mexico and America, culture-wise?
Culture, yeah. I think in Mexico we have family culture. Really closer families in Mexico, everywhere. And all Sundays are grandparents' house. And I don't know, maybe I need to know more American people, but people that I know is difficult because they have to work. They come to America with a dream, so they have to work for that, and it's difficult to have time for the family, for the, yeah.
Okay, well, I believe that is all the questions I have for you now. Is there anything you'd like to add to this interview?
Just thank you, because that's interesting. That's interesting, interview. I'm glad that you are interested in our culture, in how the people comes and that stuff. Thank you for your time. Thank you for your question. Thank you for your patience. And that's it.
Okay, well, I just want to say thank you for meeting with me. That's very nice of you. Thank you for showing us what your life is like, the differences between Mexico and America. So thank you.
You're welcome.